Every 5 to 7 years, the Ted Stevens International Airport releases a new master plan, which details upcoming changes at Alaska's busiest air hub. The document allows the airport to qualify for federal funding and was released earlier this week. While there are a lot of hypotheticals in it, the plan makes one thing fairly clear. As Alaska grows and as more visitors come to the state, the airport will have to adapt, which concerns some residents. APRN's Joaquin Palomino has more.
The Ted Stevens International Airport employs 1 in 10 people in the Anchorage area. It's one of the world's busiest hubs for cargo jets, and it's only expected to grow. Evan Failer helped draft the Anchorage Airport's master plan, which was released earlier this week for public review.
We would expect that as U.S. population growth increases and tourism increases, Alaska will see more visitors every year.
To adapt to increased traffic, the plan lays out a handful of future scenarios for the airport, including moving cargo jets to Fairbanks and improving the current infrastructure. The airport is also considering paving a new runway, which could impact both the Coastal Trail and Point Woronzow Park. That is Anchorage-based carpenter David Landry worried.
What they're talking about is putting a big rubble rock jetty into the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge and decimating a really beautiful stretch of the Coastal Trail, which, you know, a lot of those visitors to Anchorage really enjoy.
The airport has considered building a new runway for years, stirring outrage from some community members. But Failer says adding new infrastructure is a last resort, and the master plan doesn't approve any construction.
The master plan is simply that. It's a plan. It is not any kind of an approval or design that enables the airport, frankly, to do anything.
The document will be available for review until August 29th, and the public is encouraged to comment. In Anchorage, I'm Joaquin Palomino.